good day. I recommend that you stick around to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, because Jennifer and Richie and Roberta and all the rest of the people who take their first horse car out of the barn, which is what this
thing
is. That's the horse car being drawn. You know, that's a streetcar being drawn by horses. That's what a horse car is. And this is the first one out of the barn on its way to a better day, November the 15th. We're halfway through, good Lord, halfway through the month of November. Thanksgiving is a week from Thursday. Becoming more, with the events over the weekend, what happened to Tony, it kind of just put everything out of my mind except that. And by the way, thank you. Yesterday was not one of the easiest broadcast chores, and I had the, as Jennifer suggested, the option of not doing the program, but also, as Jennifer said, that wouldn't have been
me.
Who
would do that?
Yeah, well, it's just having been around and exposed to all the things that were so much a part of her. For those who do not know the story of my former wife, Toni, she passed away on Saturday night. And it has been harrowing, as it is. I mean, all of you have been through this, I even say hopefully, to an extent, because it's a part of all of us that we need to go through. You need to be in touch with your emotions. I've always been. I think one of the things that made me work with Toni or with others that I've been close to is the fact that I pretty much express myself emotionally as I feel. There are those, including my father, who would say, you got to buck up. You got to don't let people know you're weak. Well, I've never thought that expressing my emotions was a way to display weakness. In fact, one of the people that was most, and this is a good exercise for all of us, when you think about who is the person or who are the people in your life, I might even entertain a little conversation on this, Jennifer. It might be a good thing to put these. We get different reflective comments from people who have just a moment that may want to respond on Facebook, and other people who may want to respond in a little more thoughtful or in-depth way. 800-510-8255. In terms of your emotions, how do you read somebody who is emotional, and who is responsible in your life for your complex, because everybody has complex emotional makeup. It's just, that's part of how we're wired. We're wired to be emotional. Some people more direct than others. I don't know that it's good or it's bad. I will tell you it serves me, because I think I'd had to have had a lot more therapy over
over the years. Out somehow.
Well, I mean, part of what was wrong with Toni and me when we got married, and this is why I advise people not to get married until they're about Jennifer's age, because it doesn't serve you for the most part. You might be able to find three or four people that got married in their 20s that are happy and they have become life partners and they're cool. But for the most part, when you get married like Toni and I did, we were 22 years old and have babies at 23 and stuff and 26. And you know, it's, we grew up. The one thing that Toni and I used to chuckle about, it's, you know, we had our moments. Sometimes she was comfortable discussing what our life was like as a husband and wife, and sometimes she wasn't. She knew me extraordinarily well and was happy to tell you that she knew me, and she did. We knew each other for 40 years, actually a little more than 40 years. So there's a basis there. As you watch each other from either close or afar, you're able to, unless you're an adult, figure out what the other person is about. Were we partners? We were not partners. I've come to a conclusion, actually, and this may be part of the emotional thing, and I hope you don't think this is too personal, but there are so many different dimensions to any relationship, and it makes it so complicated. That's one of the reasons, Jennifer, that I say it's impossible for one person to totally meet the needs of another person. Now, you can read that any way you want to. Okay, well, he's just saying he wants to have sex with more than one person. I don't really care how you read it.
Yes, but.
For Toni and I, we understood after lots of harangue, we did not have a sexual relationship and never did. And when we had one, it wasn't good. And that was part of what the problem was. And so, but we didn't know that. I was looking at a lot of pictures. Good Lord, we have gone through pictures, and we've moved furniture, and we've cleaned this and done that, and so we've, you know, pretty much come to some conclusions. Looking at some of the things that none of us knew, you know, when you find the most personal effects of somebody that you thought you knew, mm-hmm. and you see or think or hear,
never fully know somebody,
even if you've lived with them. Those of you who've been married to somebody for 40 years, 50 years, whatever your relationship, I guarantee that you will find, because we hold some of the stuff back, as maybe well we ought to. Maybe it isn't necessary for somebody to know us from, you know, stem to stern in order to be happy. It's nice to be comfortable and be able to say what you want. And that was the beauty. When we were married, we couldn't say anything to each other, you know, at the end anyway of our short marriage. And then as we matured into the great relationship that we had as adults, especially the last 4 or 5 years, we knew pretty much everything, at least that we wanted to know. Tony would tell you there were some things about me she didn't want to know, and it was swell. But we were partners in the fact that we had had those children, and we also grew up emotionally together. And mm-hmm. still there were things about me that she either didn't like necessarily or it didn't quite figure out, but it didn't get in the way of us having a fabulous relationship.
Isn't that what family is, though?
How do you mean?
When you know somebody with their faults and everything,
oh, yeah.
and you still
and
love them anyway.
And still love them anyway, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the definition of family to me.
That was what Megan was saying, how when we were, I think it was within an hour or two, when we were trying to figure out what the next page was after Tony passed Saturday night, you know, Megan was telling me how much she loved me, and I got that mm-hmm. because she was so definitive in how she felt. If she didn't want to spend time with people, I can have any number of recollections about people that she wanted to avoid. She was pretty good at doing
making
that.
That clear.
Very clear. Very, very clear. That was one of the things most people respected. The building that she lived in, which is on the Hollywood, it's pretty central, actually, central Hollywood, off of, if any of you know where Fairfax is, the Farmer's Market and where the CBS studios are, it was right down the street from there. And the people that she lived with, she was in this old Art Deco building. And the place, I remember, Brendan and I were talking about this, I walked through the door the first time after she just moved in, and I said, my God, how you have created your own space again. Because she did that. She took something and made it her own and was able to do it very quickly. It was warm and charming and inviting, much as she was. So, and the people in the building, to a person, loved her. There's all kinds of, there's a casting director that lived in the building. There's somebody who is a physical trainer, a guy who's a musician, who plays actually in a country band going to Nashville.
How Hollywood is that?
It's a real Hollywood. It's a real Hollywood. Everybody in that building except her had some kind of connection to the entertainment building.
So business. Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. There's a young actress that lived in there. Anyway, they all took to her, and she was the mama for all of them, no matter what their age. And she would make instant friends because, as the guy who was the country guy said to me last night, he was walking up the stairs, helping us move some of the things out of her apartment. He said that even at the end, when she knew what really was going on, she was so happy. She was pleasant to a fault. And cheery, and I was cheering everybody else up.
Because she wanted to make other people comfortable.
Yeah, she was great at that, and she was not artificial. There was nothing about that woman that was artificial.
See,
nothing about it.
when you were talking about Tony being, how did you put it? That she was, she just doesn't mince words, and she would always tell people what she thought. And and that may be totally true because I didn't know her well, but in the time that I saw her, she's one of those people that, you know, they just have this warm, fuzzy aura around them, and just.
And that was what was so great about her with the children. That's why
the way she looked at you and the way she looked at the kids. I mean, you could just tell she was one of those people that chose to be happy and very, very grateful for everything.
Okay, so is this like
No, but
we
can
have a conversation. We can have a conversation about, you know, how people want to argue about whether being gay is a choice or whether it's the way you're born, wired, if you will. And Tony, maybe that's it. She chose to be happy rather than not to be happy.
And that's a real choice, though. I mean, how many? Nobody's hardwired to be happy all the time. You have to make that decision.
Yeah, or be on the other side, be grumpy all the time.
Exactly.
So maybe the question here is that we think about one way or another, whether it's with your calls at 800-510-8255 or on Facebook or other ways that we connect. What about your emotional base? And who influenced you in terms of your attitude toward things? Who in your life? Was it your mother, your father? Was it a brother, a sister? Somebody that you grew up with? It was your friend? Somebody's responsible.
A celebrity?
Yeah. For making
I mean, that's entirely
you,
possible,
yeah,
too.
Kind of who you are. 18 after the hour and good day.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamajammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go,
your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Coming up, our 2020 Quickie Quiz. It's 21 after the hour.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. show, big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
The Ballad of Davy Crockett. And when I was a kid, Davy Crockett was my hero. I had a coonskin cap.
Oh, they sell more of those things.
I had a lunchbox.
Yeah. Could you imagine Doug going to school with his little Davy Crockett lunchbox with his tofu burger in it?
I didn't need tofu burgers.
You would have been kicked out of the Davy Crockett.
With his organic fruit.
If you guys keep making fun of me, there's going to be serious retribution.
The controversial plans to pay for health care right now is to put, did you hear about this, an extra tax on foods that make people fat. They want to tax foods that make people fat. Yeah, when fat people heard this, they held their Twinkies in the air and said, from our cold, dead hands.
Well, here's something I mentioned earlier in the week. You may have heard about this. A 45-year-old Texas woman is being held for observation after living in her apartment with her dead boyfriend for a week. The guy was dead for a week. In fact, you know, she finally realized he was dead when she said, so that was my day. How was your day? And then
Tony Stephan had a very dark sense of humor. So she would have appreciated, she'd be the first one laughing at that sort of thing in memory of her own passing. And the pictures that are at DougStephan.com of her, all of those pictures, with I think one exception, were taken at Megan's, her wedding 2.5 years ago. Here, Jennifer was there at that wedding, and that's where you first got to meet Tony, I think, wasn't that?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. So we're talking about the basis for your emotional makeup, among other things. And I think it's an exercise. A lot of people just don't deal with their emotions, or they don't want to deal with them. And so yesterday I admit to being emotional, and that's because that's part of who I am. Connected. Megan says sentimental. It's a sentimental. I'm going to, by the way, we're going to do a new television show.
Okay.
Called The Sentimentalist.
Oh, I like that. Starring Doug.
And I'm starring. Where I'll go around and solve crimes based on...
While you cry.
Right, exactly.
This was the saddest one yet.
That's right. Terrible. He did it.
All right. 26 after 800-510-8255.
So, I was going through Tony's book collection, and I found a book, and I remember reading this book as a kid. So I'm going to read you the first sentence of the book. You tell me what the name of the book is for
Doug
Stephan Prize, all right? 800-510-8255. Here is the first passage in this book. Call me Ishmael. Some years ago, never mind how long precisely, having little or no money in my purse and nothing particular to interest me on shore, I thought I would sail about a little and see the watery part of the world. What is the name of the book from which that comes. 800-510-8255. Tony had a very eclectic taste in books. My job was to do the books.
Mm-hmm.
I went through, she has some great dog books, farm books, books about life, things that she held. She became quite the artist and has some of those, but there are some great things that go back to all of our high school and or college days, and this book is certainly one of them. So I'm going to repeat once again the first part of it, the first passage from this book. You tell us what the name of the book is, and for extra credit, who wrote it, and we'll give you some swell Doug Steffen prize consideration. 800-510-8255. The book starts, Call Me Ishmael. Some years ago, never mind how long precisely, having little or no money in my purse and nothing particular to interest me on shore, I thought I would sail about a bit and see the watery part of the world. What is that story? 800-510-8255. I don't think, you know what it is, Jennifer?
I do, actually.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right, so let's see who figures it out first and who we reward. This is a part of, we're extracting ourselves a little bit at a time from this situation. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Sometimes circumstances mean a child has to fly without an adult. Some airlines have strict policies about unaccompanied minors. For example, try not to send children on the last flight of the day and avoid putting them on connecting flights. Make sure your child knows he or she is supposed to be accompanied by an airline staff member at every step of the way. Put a copy of your kid's itinerary in their bag, but for safety's sake, don't put their name or personal information where others can see it. If the child is on a connecting flight, make sure there's an emergency contact in that city. That could be a relative, a friend, or even the phone number of a nearby hotel. But the bottom line is really to understand your own kid's maturity level. Even though some airlines let kids as young as 5 travel alone, that doesn't mean all 5-year-olds should travel alone. And these days, with airlines charging as much as $150 for kids to fly on each connecting flight, you may want to think twice before booking that ticket. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
Final round time. If 2's company and 3's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG. no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Good day time. This is a good day of feelings is how the lyric goes there. It's 33 after 27 before the new hour. I had more than 4 hours sleep last night, so I must...
You're feeling a little better.
I'm feeling a little better. From around the world, from around our country, from around your neighborhood, this is the Good Day program. Your observations are certainly a part of how we see the day through. This is sort of an American tradition with a lot of you. And there's a lot of gas here. Sometimes.
Did you hear that?
Sometimes it's natural and sometimes it's not. It comes out of both ends. And sometimes it's liquid and sometimes it's gases. So just is what it is. All right. So I was going through Tony's books yesterday and I came upon this book, which is a classic. So I've read the first passage from it and asking you now to identify as our 2020 quickie quiz. What book this comes from? Call Me Ishmael. Some years ago, never mind how long precisely, having little or no money in my purse and nothing particularly to interest me on shore, I thought I would sail about a bit and see the watery part of the world. Terry's in Alexandria, Louisiana. Thanks for listening. Hi, sir.
Good morning.
Morning. So okay, where did that come from?
The name of the book?
Yeah.
Well, first, it's Herman Melville's The Whale, which is also known as Moby Dick.
Right. And more to the point, interesting that you said that, because now people call it Moby Dick. That was not what it was called when it first came out. Or at least that wasn't the name by which it was most well known. It was most well known as The Whale, first published in New York by Harpoon Press, which I thought was... I don't know whether I don't know enough about literature.
If that was planned.
To know if that was really the name or it was developed as part of the, you know, the storyline of the book. But anyway, it's a very complex story, and a lot of people don't like it.
Indeed.
Yeah. Go ahead, sir. You read it, and how long ago did you read it?
I read it in high school,
yeah.
And not as a reading assignment either.
Oh,
but,
dear.
It is one that does stick with you.
Yeah.
So, it is very, very interesting book indeed of human nature, human adventure, and discovery.
Yeah, it really is, and the story comes from the sailor's point of view. Ishmael tells the story about this great white whale that had crippled him, and I'm trying to remember who starred in the movie.
Richard Basehart.
Richard Basehart. Was there more than one movie, or was there more than one rendition of this? Because for some reason or other, not Burt Lancaster, but...
Oh, goodness,
fooey.
No.
I, Gregory Peck. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, she played Captain Ahab.
That was it. Okay, that's where I remember the two of them together. Yes. But the search for this whale was what the story was all about. And the name of his bunkmate. Do you remember what Ishmael's bunkmate's name was?
I believe that was the native called Queequeg.
Yeah, from Polynesia. He was the harpoonist, if you will. So they learn all about this whale and the obsessions they have with it. It was really very interesting.
I do have to admit that the actor Patrick Stewart, more recently in a newer rendition, played a very good Ahab.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Now that you have brought it to our attention, I think that really is something. Yeah, it was on television, wasn't it? An HBO thing or something a few years ago? Yeah, excellent. All right, sir, thank you. Hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you and move along to other things that are going on in the world. For example, your health and well-being, something that is a very important part of this program. And so I tell you, I don't mean to be overbearing, really, although probably Jennifer would tell you sometimes I am a bit. This is important, and if it is important, then I want you to hear what I'm saying. Omega-3s, very important for your health, not only for your heart, for your brain. You've heard me tell the story over the past year or so about my own brain exam and what the initial findings were. And now as we dig around into the information that's available, I find that there are lots of ways to put a stop to what might be the otherwise fate of yours truly. And one of the things is to have plenty of omega-3 fish oil. Great for the brain. Really, Dr. Ken would tell you it was really good for your heart. It's great for, it's like glucosamine and chondroitin, something that you ought to have for your joint health. So, Master Omega-3 is the best product that I have found because it's a double concentrated omega-3 supplement that will support all kinds of things in your body as a special purification process that takes place when you're using Master Omega-3, and you'll find this to your liking because you're going to feel after a while much better. That's what one of the incredible things about Master Omega-3 is, and you can actually feel the work that it's doing for you. Here's how you get a free bottle. They have a $1 million Master Omega-3 bottle giveaway. Million bottles, they're giving them away. Same company made Master Prostate, and they gave those bottles away a few months ago. So now, if you call 800-359-7904, you'll get a free bottle. I know many of you, if not most of you, are on some kind of omega-3 fish oil supplement. Get this one free, get yourself onto it, and you will think it's very cool. 800-359-7904, and when you call and you mention Doug Steffen sent you, they'll give you a free bottle of Green Supreme Multi, another great product from the same company that's full of a variety of fruits and vegetables, things that are good mineral-wise, so this is really a combination. It's a 1-2 whammy. Master Omega-3, Green Supreme Multi, all the vitamins you need, 800-359-7904, and they're yours free.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Here's today's Ask the Expert foot care tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supportive but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com.
The cold season, the 100 toughest days of the year, when noses run more than sprinters in training, and there's not a thing you can do. Or can you? With 100,000 simple acts of relief, Robitussin is giving you a chance to get the relief you need, like a prepaid gift card that can be used for things like a night away. Or you could win the grand prize of $100,000. So visit SimpleActsOfRelief.com and enter for your chance to win. Robitussin. Relief made simple.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/24 to 2/1/12. See official rules at SimpleActsOfRelief.com.
17 and change for the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Michael's taking your calls at 800-510-8255. Jennifer and I looking at now the Penn State football program, the season. There are a lot of people who think the rest
the mess,
of the
as we like to call it.
Well, it is this whole thing. Sandusky was interviewed by Bob Costas on Sunday night, and he insisted that he was innocent of the charges. As a matter of fact, Michael, if you got a piece of that sound from that, he's also there are people who have dug up some interviews that he did back in the 80s about his foundation. Admission that some details of the grand jury report are correct. And I mean, going through, many of you have heard all of this stuff now. It's this lewdness, the sexual contact references and allegations and, you know, the way that this has affected all of these people. Costas was pretty direct. He said, quote, "Are you sexually attracted to underage boys?" Pretty hard to wiggle out of that
now,
one.
Now, do you think he would say he was sexually attracted to underage boys?
Yeah, his answer was, "I enjoy young people." That was his answer. And then he was asked if Joe Paterno had ever spoken to him about his behavior. Sandusky said no. The lawyer, the guy's all been lawyered up. Everybody's got a lawyer now. Paterno, everybody's got a lawyer. So the lawyer says, quote, "Sandusky is a big overgrown kid. He's a jock. The bottom line is jocks do that. They kid around. They horse around." Now, I will tell you, from my experience, limited as it might have been with camps and stuff, I, in the back of my mind, remember, you know, some of this sort of thing. You take the towel and you swat a kid's butt. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I mean, things like that.
Men do that all the time in locker rooms.
Right. But do men do it to kids in locker rooms? And is it appropriate? And would this conversation be taking place if it was 40 years ago?
He said he just showered with those boys, but nothing happened.
But why would he shower with them? It's just, and by the way, even if these things happened 40 years ago, it doesn't mean that weren't perverts around 40 years ago.
Oh, sure.
Are we creating perverts, or are we just acknowledging that they exist? That's part of this.
I think we're more sensitive to them, that's for sure.
Why are we more? Because we have so much news media?
Yep.
Is that absolutely. Because everybody's looking at everything, and whenever a scandal breaks or anything that is even close to being a scandal,
everybody lawyers up and it's on TV.
Yeah. Remember when Michael Jackson had those child molestation charges against him? His attorney's name was, let's see how good you are, Roberta.
Jennifer,
yeah.
Whatever right. your name is.
How quickly we forget. do you remember what his...
Oh, my gosh. I know once you say it, I'll remember, but right
Garagos.
Now... Garagos. Mark Garagos.
Right.
There you go. Very
and
good.
He was interviewed. He said, is anybody who gives a presumption of innocence at this point? That was a question asked to him. He said, nope, before we go and we say this is a done deal and condemn
guilty
them...
Guilty and...
Right, exactly. We have to
yeah.
step back, take a deep breath, and therefore... It's and that's part of the system that we now have to endure. That is the news media. This guy is tried and has been convicted in the court of public opinion. And man, look out! He's under protective custody, isn't he? I mean, McCreary clearly is,
mm-hmm.
and whether he stays there. But all these names that have become this puts a blotch. I'm on the board of trustees of my alma mater. And you can be darn sure when we meet next time, this will be a discussion topic.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that we are, and I know we'll be told everything is fine, and yeah, and I'm sure that it is fine, whether it's always been that way there or wherever you went to school, even in high, never mind college. What goes on in high schools? I remember the high school football program that I was involved in being in the locker room, and I the guy's name was the coach was Jackowitz. Bob Jackowitz. And I always, you know, as I think back about it now, this is 50 years ago, I'm thinking, you know what, this guy was a little weird. And, but I don't remember, I mean, he was just weird. Maybe that's part of, do people who become so involved in these sorts of things, you know, how they get out on the field, it's just over the top stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And does that lead us to believe that you got to be a little strange to be a football coach or a coach of anything for children that are that age.
Why is that a teacher? I mean, so where do you draw the line?
Yeah. Right. Okay. So I'm a pervert because I like teaching in the 7th, 8th, and 9th. 6th, 7th, and 8th grade was what I taught.
Guy I went to school with did 5 years for having sex with some of his...
One of the girls.
3 to 5 of them, apparently.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so that's the other thing. I can remember as a teacher, I was 21 years old when I started teaching, and the girls in the building that were high school seniors, 18, and they would
yeah.
come around. It was one
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, it's not that yeah. big of a difference.
Her
that
name was Randy Zwirling, and man, did I want to chase her around. She was 18.
I
and
know,
I was 21,
I
but how do you do that? I mean, even I then I had some common sense.
This guy
I told you, I had a guy in my class that married my English teacher.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, it is weird. Anyway, Richie, what did you start to say?
Well, this guy was almost in the same situation. He was upper 20s, and, you know, the girl was 18 or 17, something like that. I mean, so 10 years apart. But still, that's, you know, a big enough spread where you should be able to separate yourself from them. But
yeah. And the deal is just don't date your student.
And, well, it was the beginning of the electronic age where email and, you know, all that stuff, so...
Mike McCreary is the former graduate assistant. He says he witnessed Jerry Sandusky. I think he's the only one who's come forward that way, but the boys that were assaulted are now beginning to come forth. He is still a...
The defense is saying that some of those boys will say that nothing ever happened,
right.
including the one that McCreary saw.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. So who coached the game last Saturday, Richie?
The assistant coach.
Who is it?
I don't remember his
Anybody
name.
Remember his name?
No.
No. See, this is a guy who's going to... He's probably going to be happy
about
that.
Sorry for?
Nobody's going to ever know who...
The radio play-by-play guy for the Baltimore Ravens...
Yeah.
...is looking for a new nickname. He's asking on Twitter for a new nickname because his name is Jerry Sandusky.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
What do they call him on the... what is his nickname on the air?
That's the thing. He says, I want to change my name.
Change my name. Right. Don't blame him for that. Okay, 51 past the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program for Tuesday, the 15th of November.
Hi. I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Of America, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the comings and goings of lots of people and what's happening in your world. We were going through the bank accounts. I wasn't doing that, the kids do that, and finding out, because Tony had told me sort of where she all was, and she worried about whether she'd have enough money to finish her life well, and it wouldn't have been, you know, over the course of the years when things haven't quite added up. Guess who got the call?
So nice of you.
But you know what? She's the mother of my children, and I have. It's very clear how I felt about her. So, and she knew that. She knew how to push every single button that I had. She knew how to get to everything that needed to be done, and so she did. And you know what? I laughed about most of it. Not all of it, but most of it. Anyway, time for us to deal with the technology. And Alex Goffin, our technology tailor, has wondered why movie studios want you to buy movies instead of renting them. That was one of the things. We're going through all of Tony's movies. There's a big box of The West Wing and Love Actually and some of the other
movies. Gee, I wonder who'll be getting those.
Yeah, well...
He already has those.
They were claimed already by my daughter, so I'm out on that. Anyway, I guess that is a question.
It's quite a statement when you and your daughter are fighting over the movies.
Well, we didn't fight. I just said you take what you want. I said
you and your son.
Everything that's there, I'm there to. They take what they want and whatever they don't want.
And you sell the rest.
No. Yeah. eBay.
I'll tell you something. This place is now. Jennifer's seen my little house here. Richie has
yeah, I have.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, this place is, when I walked in here the other day, there was, you know, a few things of furniture that I've now gotten back in the house. You can't walk from the front door back to the kitchen now because there's just everything, beds and.
And that's different how?
Well, it's just different. That's what Megan said. The place here is going to look like framing. Anyway, and she was, and then Brendan and Tony's brother were laughing at Megan because she was going to be just like me. Okay, I'll take this, I'll take that. And they don't have any room. They have a
We did the same thing going through my dad's stuff. But it was, I mean, it all worked out well.
Right, anyway.
Because you take it, and then after about a year, you think, okay, I can get rid of this now.
No, I won't have that thought, because all the stuff I'm connected to, there's an emotion attached to the stuff that I've got. Anyway, the thing that Alex wants to know is whether you've decided that it makes more sense for you to buy these movies or rent them. We'll talk about a new plan from Warner Brothers next here on Good Day.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
The New York Times reports that movie studios want you to buy their films, not rent. Makes sense. A studio makes far more on a purchased movie than, say, a $10 Netflix subscription, where you can rent as many movies as you can watch in a month, even if you're only doing it one DVD at a time. So, Warner Brothers is out with a new and interesting service. Buy a DVD or Blu-ray once, and then you can use a service called Flixster, which is a small movie social network site, to watch that movie digitally over the internet on any computer or smartphone as much as you want, forever. Basically, buy a DVD, then stream all you want of just that one movie. Now here's the problem. This service already exists. It's called iTunes from Apple, where you buy a film, download it, and then you can watch it anywhere digitally. The only thing missing is the disc, and my question is, do people really care anymore about owning the actual DVD or Blu-ray disc of a movie? I'm Alex Goldfein.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Apple has launched a cloud-based service called iTunes Match. Have you seen anything about that?
I have not.
No.
Yeah. And
somebody
now the...
You one-upping me on Apple.
Oh, is he? Imagine that, huh?
It's not right.
How could that happen?
Don't be mad.
All right, so you want to dismount, regroup, and attack from the rear? Start the day over again?
I'm absolutely going to have to.
Put more potatoes in your crock pot?
More potatoes in the crock pot, baby.
Did you use purple skin potatoes?
I did, as a matter of fact, yeah.
Yum.
59 passed on Good Day.